The nether world on a beautiful day, just flossing my toes.
Doomy's new balloon attachment works great.
Yeah, but just remember whose hot air we use to fill it. Babes, check it out. It's Uncle and Aunt Arctica. Hey, you two, chill out.
Beetlejuice, what's that?
Forget it, Lids. Tourist traps.
No, not that. That cute little town sitting on top of those foothills.
Oh, yeah. Never seen that plateau before.
But I thought you knew everything about the Netherworld.
Me too. I'm mortified. Mystified. And to be honest... shocked!
Went down the wrong way, did it?
Lightning bug! One that shoots real lightning! Darn near shorted out my shorts! Go bug somebody else! You know, there seems to be a lot of weirder than usual things in this area. Uh-oh!
Beach, you're forgetting. Doomy can fly.
Come get up, come get me back. Whoa! Wrong time to get tongue-tied. Hey. Bail out! We're going down! Hey! I can't fly either!
Our only hope is Doomy's built-in parachute!
Oh, yeah! Doomaroo's parachute is good to the last drop! Sort of like a moldy milkshake!
Oh, no!
Babes? Maybe I better just turn myself into a helicopter and, you know, save us!
Well, what are you waiting for?
I'm trying! My Zappa Wappa powers are working!
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice! Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice! The magic B word isn't working either! Something's wrong!
Yeah! This stupid little car is gonna crash! Right into that stupid little town!
Not if I can get the chute unstuck!
Well, your feet look look okay. What about the rest of you?
Just a few butterflies in my stomach. Blah. Of course, anything's better than those lightning bugs.
Poor Doomy.
Let's see if this bucket of bolts can get us out of here without crashing again. Sounds like his choke is choked. His springs have sprung, and he's lost his bearings. Why don't we trade this little crash-o-matic in for a dirt bike or something?
Don't ever say that again.
That again.
We are gonna get Doomy fixed up good as new. This town must have a car mechanic.
This many people sleeping since Mayor Maynard's acceptance speech. Guy's really tired. How about that, Sergeant? You scared me out of my skin, lad. Gee, were you sleeping?
Are you a mechanic?
I'm Lass, Angus Mechanic of the Glasgow Mechanics. I was just taking a wee snooze.
We need you to take a wee look in the road.
Aye. And we'll, as soon as I finish my nap. Hoots, man! Now, where was I?
Keep him on his toes, Doomy. Come on, Beach. Let's find out where we are. Let's go in here.
Good idea. Pushing that bucket of bolts has made me thirsty.
Stop picking on Doomy.
Guess that just leaves my nose. Call me a dreamer, Lids, but am I the only one to detect a sleeping pattern around here?
Afternoon to ye. We've got some lovely specials. The Sleepy Joe sandwich. With blackout borscht. Our famous hypnotic haggis. The ever-popular egg foo yawn, and, of course, the count shape combo. It's our traditional rack o' lamb.
I'll take a tongue sandwich and a lemonade. No ice.
Actually, we're more interested in finding out where we are.
You're in the cafe snooze.
No, I mean, what's the name of this village?
It's one of those legendary little towns. Maybe you're part of it. Brink of Doom? What? Here's your tongue sandwich and phlegm on aid.
Beetlejuice, what's gotten into you?
Nothing's gotten into me, babes, but Doomy's gotten us into plenty!
Beetlejuice, it was you who got those lightning bugs mad at us, and that's what caused Doomy to crash.
Got me on that one, Liz. Brink of Doom appears for one day every eternity, and it disappears when all its people fall asleep! When the town disappears, we disappear with it!
I mean, if we're still here when everyone in Brink of Doom falls asleep, we'll disappear with the town?
For an eternity! And frankly, I don't have the time!
Oh, it's you. Your car indeed needs a wee bit of work. Can have it for you by tomorrow.
Forget it. Tell us how to get out of here, and you can keep the car.
Beetlejuice, we can't leave Doomy.
Babes, you don't expect us to push him out of here.
Yes, I do.
We'll never make it pushing this tin tub!
Beetlejuice, don't push it! Help me!
Make up your mind!
Once you're here, you can't leave! Brink of Doom lives with you.
We're gonna disappear like the Invisible Man!
Oh, no, you don't, Angus! Keep you from dropping off for a while.
Oh, no! You can't be leaving me like this!
Great idea, Liz. But I think old Angus here could fall asleep standing out.
Aye, laddie. That's quite right.
What?
Well, we'll just have to wake someone up and find a way out.
Whoa! Assault with a blunt instrument. You've been trained to sleep! Leave us alone!
Julie, elected mayor of Brink of Doom, I hereby formally request ye shut up!
Ye shut up? Don't know it, but I'll be glad to fake it for ya. Ye shut up! Ye shut up!
You gotta love her. When she wants to, she can be almost as obnoxious as I am.
All right! What is it you want?
If we don't get out of this bump on a flea town pronto, we'll get really obnoxious. Okay, Liz. A one, a two, a three.
There is a way out of Brink of Doom, and we'd be relieved if you'd
use it.
You keep going down Dreamy Drive, and you turn left on
Slumber Lane. And then you turn and...
Oh, hi, sorry. At the edge of Brinkadoom, you'll come to the Great Stinks.
Sounds scenic.
If you reach the Stinks in time, you'll have to answer his riddle. And if you do, he'll reveal the secret way out through the catacombs. Now, off with you, and let us gang back to sleep.
Let's get going!
Lassie, you'll never make it.
Push in that car.
You better
sleep on it.
I know. We'll take Angus with us. If we can just keep him awake. Wake up!
Huh? Oh, yeah.
The town won't disappear.
Hi. And I'll be more than happy to guide you to the Stinks.
I'll take the high road and you take the low road.
What?
Yeah.
The Stinks!
Sure does.
Now ye have to answer the riddle.
But how do we get it to ask us the riddle?
You said the magic words, ask us the riddle. So here it is. Remember, if you're wrong, you'll lose your chance at the catacombs and go home empty-handed. And you'll have to vanish with our other lovely couples. Answer the riddle correctly, and you'll get to choose door number one, door number two, door number three, or try for our grand showcase.
Just ask the riddle!
Very well, here we go. What's black and white and red all over?
You're kidding us, right? This is some kind of joke, babe. Everybody knows what's black and white and red all over. It's an embarrassed zebra.
No, it's a newspaper.
Newspaper? That's the dumbest answer I've ever heard. Embarrassed zebra, babes. Trust me.
A newspaper.
Zebra.
Newspaper.
Zebra.
Newspaper.
Zebra.
Time's up. What's black and white and red all over?
An embarrassed newspaper.
Why, nobody's ever got it right before.
Goodbye, Angus, and thanks!
Hurry! I'll stay awake as long as I...
You lucky contestants, you've won our grand prize. You're on your way home.
Ugh, no. Door number four is a doozy!
Quick, fasten your seatbelt! And the home doobie brakes still work! We're in the catacombs, all right. Unfortunately, so are those cats!
Saber-tooth tigers? I'd love to fix those cats!
Still no juice, eh? Then we're cat food!
Come on, babe! We're gonna have to get out of this on our own! Doomies! Well, doomed!
We are not leaving him!
Hey, pal, I'll never forget you. What was your name again?
Beetlejuice!
Kidding! I'm kidding!
Doomie, are you sure you can't start... Please try your only hope!
Do me, old buddy! I'll never doubt you again!
Until the next time!
Yeah, well, he still hasn't saved our... A fork in the tunnel!
And you know how I hate silverware.
Let's try that one. The light might be coming from the netherworld. Huh?
And Mr. Good Stench is at your service.
You know, Doobie was kind of fun as a hot air balloon.
You're not gonna do that again.
Oh, no. But I was wondering how Doomy might do as a boat. I'm kidding.
Oh,